extreme temperatures are posing a threat to live music events, as highlighted by a recent incident at a Taylor Swift concert in Rio de Janeiro. During a record-breaking heatwave, temperatures soared past 40 C, causing concertgoers to suffer from heat exhaustion and dehydration. Tragically, one fan, Ana Clara Benavides Machado, lost her life due to a cardiac arrest. This incident has sparked a discussion about the responsibility of concert promoters to ensure the safety of fans in extreme weather conditions. Attendees of the concert criticized the company that promoted the event, Tickets for Fun, T4F, for their lack of preparation and negligence. Fans were not allowed to bring water bottles into the venue, and only those near the front of the stage were given small cups of water. In response to the backlash, a campaign has been launched demanding that authorities and promoters provide free bottles of water to prevent similar incidents in the future. The mayor of Rio de Janeiro, Eduardo Paes, also expressed his disapproval of T4F's management of the event and pledged to take action against the company. T4F released a statement attributing the incident to climate change and acknowledging the need for improvement in their practices. However, fans, including those who experienced the concert firsthand, were dissatisfied with this response, arguing that climate change is not an excuse for negligence. This is not the first time that extreme weather conditions have disrupted music events in South America. In Chile, high temperatures at the Lollapalooza Music Festival caused fans to faint, while storms led to the cancellation of the second day of the Tomorrowland Festival in Brazil. Concert organizers and authorities need to adapt to the challenges posed by climate change by implementing measures such as providing shaded areas, hydration points, and allowing fans to bring water into the venue. The tragic incident at the Taylor Swift concert has had a lasting impact on fans like Natalia Barbieri, who experienced the ordeal firsthand. She no longer feels comfortable attending live music events and has changed her plans to attend future concerts. Concert promoters and authorities must take heat waves seriously and establish regulatory bodies to ensure the safety and well-being of fans during extreme weather conditions.